Thank you, Chair. I want to go back a little bit to what I heard from a line of questioning that Councillor Menard had earlier, and it certainly got my ears perked. As I understood from Councillor Menard's line of questioning, I believe I heard that Taggart is currently funding staff positions that are tied to the Taywin project, and forgive me if I get some of the details wrong, because I heard this quickly. Can someone from staff clarify that current arrangement and whether these Taggart-funded positions are tied to one specific project, i.e. Taywin?
Mr. Chair, that is correct. The three FTEs noted earlier are tied to the Taywin project.
So three FTEs, is that for 1 year, or is that over a certain length of term?
Some of the FTEs have different lengths, but generally 5 years is the term.
5 years, three FTEs. All right. Is this a normal practice? And do we have other current instances of developer-funded staff positions tied to projects that are associated with those developments?
Mr. Chair, there's none to my knowledge.
Thank you. Can I ask, so three FTEs, variously funded over 5 years. I heard that there's an MOU. As per that MOU, can these staff be assigned to other files or other projects outside of Taywin at management's discretion?
Generally,
Chair, it's Vivi Chi here, if I can respond. Vivi Chi here, if I can respond to your question, Councillor Devine. The three FTEs cannot work on any other project other than the Taywin file. It's because staff are quite busy, so we would need these positions to help on the file, and they are considered staff, not part of the Taywin team, the developers team.
I'm not sure if I heard that last part. I heard that staff is quite busy and that these would be not part of. Can anybody tell me what the last sentence we just heard from there?
Would you like me to repeat?
Clearly and slowly, please.
Okay. The three FTEs are city staff representatives to work on the Taywin file only, no other file. And so their priority is on the Taywin file. They may work on other things, but that's not the cost that Taywin is covering. So it's just staffing, additional resources that we have to help with this file.
Okay. In my head, I have growth pays for growth jokes that I'm trying to understand here. So if there's an MOU for this, so if I understand correctly, staff just said that this is, even before I asked the question about whether or not these staff can be assigned to other projects, when I just asked, is this normal practice? Staff answered no to that. I would imagine that having staff funded by an outside party tied to a project that is serving their interests, I would imagine that staff not having discretion to move those staff elsewhere at management's discretion, I would imagine that that would compound this being an unusual situation. If there's an MOU tied to this, it's certainly news to me. Is that MOU available, and can councillors view that MOU?
Mr. Chair, that MOU is publicly available.
It is publicly available. Would staff require a direction to issue that to councillors, or can I just send an email saying, hey, can I see the MOU?
All right. Yes, that's sufficient.
It's in the official plan? Okay. Thank you very much. Thank you.
Thank you very much, Councillor Devine. Councillor Johnson.